This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice has morning show. It's 7.05 and it's Thursday. Hey, you guys, before we get into all the things we got to do, we have a major announcement to make.
Major announcement,
major
everyone.
Announcement. Major. You know, we're not supposed to say anything about the lineup for this particular thing, but, you know, we just said F it. We won't use that to have to be in meetings all day, so we're going to reveal a huge secret.
Huge.
You know, that Michael Martin's asked us not to say, and use that, we'll get really mad when this happens.
Well, Bryn has something.
Yeah, let's, here we go. Sorry, Yuzette, we're going to
reveal.
Yep.
She's looked away for the record and is now on her computer shaking her head.
Go ahead, Brian.
Major reveal, major spoiler.
She's not smiling right now.
Is that it?
Is that it? So, we realize we're about a month early.
We're a month early.
But you got to make some plans for what we have for you.
That's right. So
I just want to say, before you make the announcement... Yeah. That was a weird setup, you guys. That's
I know.
She's not in
really
a good mood
minute.
Right now and still
yeah,
wonders.
We're not getting you in trouble for anything, you see. We're trying to stoke you out.
So we got you this, and it's on behalf of me and Sarah and Vinny and Bryn and Vaughn, and we love you very much, and it's from the bottom of our hearts, and you're going to be in the 13th row.
This is for Elton John.
Yeah,
yes.
Tickets. You guys bought these for me?
We did.
Yes.
Oh, that is so sweet.
I think she's happy now. I think we got her back.
Such a weird way to. Why did you want to make her so mad in the beginning?
Well, I didn't want her to know what we were doing. I wanted her to
surprise
be surprised.
Her.
Yeah, but she got mad.
I
you
know.
Made her mad.
I didn't
know
mean
why
to make her
that.
Mad because I was going to bring her back. You know, sometimes it's good. You can't have the light without the dark, Vin.
We also got you a killer.
You could have. You probably could have just said happy birthday here.
We got a killer bottle of wine for you.
Yeah, killer.
Can I open
killer,
it now?
No, no. Drink it in Vegas if you can. I don't know. And then
this will be gone by today, I guarantee.
All right.
And then
is it got, white?
Yeah, it's white.
All right.
And we got you a card. We got you a card.
You don't want to come near
so,
me, do you?
So, is that...
Well, we thought you'd be a little happier.
Well, you guys
really
made her so mad.
I'm with Vinny. I don't like that setup. Thank you so much. I love you guys. That is so sweet. Such a surprise.
I don't know why you did it that way.
Well, I'm rethinking it now, Vinny. It's easy to armchair quarterback.
Well, the reason we did it that way is because, you know, you got to buy a flight. You got to get hotels. You know, we're just, you know, giving her some time to prepare.
Yeah.
Something
not
she
that
wanted
part.
To do.
The part about making her mad, she looked away at her computer when you started with Michael Martin told us not to announce this. I'm like, oh my God, you guys, look at her. She's shaking her head, frowning, and fake typing
yes,
at the computer.
Thank you, Vinny.
No,
thank you. Hindsight
email.
Is 2020. So thank you for knowing ahead of time.
Thank you so much for the surprise.
Right?
Now never surprise me again.
Well, happy 50th.
That's so great because it does kick me off into, I was going to do the flight tickets today with John
okay.
and the hotel today with John. So this just makes it real.
So you're going to Vegas
do this for
your
for my
50th birthday.
Yeah. Thank
you're going
to
go see
so
Elton
much.
John.
That
it's going to be awesome. You're going to drink the wine today while you're making the reservations.
It's my on my basket list to see Elton John.
It's her basket list.
Some
everyone.
People have a bucket. She's got a basket. Don't argue about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, don't.
She'll get
correct.
Super mad at you.
Listeners
alone.
Are probably thinking what a bitch I am, but.
You're not at all. I know you don't like that, and that was wrong. And if only Vinny had told me beforehand, don't do anything to upset her.
Who's laughing? Is Vaughn laughing?
I think somehow I've managed to ruin everyone's birthday for the year.
Oh, I thought it was a great
so
setup.
Sweet.
I liked
Thank
it all,
you.
Big and small.
Thank
Good job.
You, you guys.
Love you, Uzi. Honey.
Honey.
Oh, I feel kind of sick.
All right. Secret show.
Not forced, guys.
Coming up.
Oh, my God.
All the chicks are sick.
It's just the range of emotions sick. I just went through makes me feel like throwing up.
Well, see, even at 50, I can learn something new. Never do that again. You know what sucks? I was totally going to... Yes, but besides, here's another thing that sucks about me, is that my plan was, as we were talking about this, that I would sing you an Elton John song.
And oh, you should have totally done that.
Well, I can't. I'm sick.
All right, next week you can do it.
Okay. You know what? When it gets closer to your birthday, I'll do you an Elton John, just to get you psyched for the... Listeners are like, oh, great. I can't
great,
wait for that.
Sarah's singing. Oh, thank you.
Okay.
This part of the program is brought to you by UCSF Health.
Knock your heads together later.
Yeah.
Go on.
I look forward to that. Discover the world of Crystal. Get on the stuff.
You don't have that ready?
You know,
you
know, ready? All the things, man.
Oh. You have that ready?
He's right there.
Dying over here.
Cirque du Soleil explores a new frozen playground in ways that defy all expectations. Playing March 28th through April 1st at the SAP Center, tickets are on sale now. Caller number 9 right now wins a pair. 800-400-3697. Caller number 9 gets reserved seats to Crystal from Cirque du Soleil. UCSF Medical Center is ranked the number one hospital in California by U.S. News and World Report. UCSF Health, redefining possible. Survivor premiered last night. Our girl Rourke is on there. As Vinny pointed out earlier, good luck telling her apart from all the other sort of medium-looking blonde-haired chicks. There's an Asian girl on there. She might be the only girl with brown hair whatever color hair she's got.
I just think they focused on the one tribe. Maybe we'll see
they'll
more
start to
personality
stand out.
In
it's
time.
Hard. There's a lot of them when they first start, and you don't know any of them. But I was looking for Rourke. I saw she's I think isn't she from LA, but she lives up here now, or is it vice versa?
What you just said.
Okay, so we tried to get her on the show before Survivor even started, but we'll have her on at some point here. She's busy with all her Survivor duties now. Hugh Hefner passed away. We talked about this a little this morning. He died yesterday of natural causes at the Playboy Mansion in Los Angeles, surrounded by his loved ones. At 91, the mansion sold for $100 million. They closed that deal. Remember, they had made a big deal where they would sell the mansion. I think they originally wanted like $200 million. They got $100 million for it, but that he would get to live his days out there.
Right.
They just closed last month. Boom, he's gone. So the new owner did not have to wait long.
Good for them?
All of them. It's great.
Was it a group that bought it?
Something like that, right? They have plans for it.
I don't think it was a person, though, right?
Right.
It seemed like it was a person that belonged to a family of sorts. I'll try to find it.
Okay. They say he kickstarted the sexual revolution when he published the first Playboy magazine in 1953. Marilyn Monroe was the centerfold. Some of the money he used to launch the magazine came from his mother.
Metropolis, the son of C. Dean Metropolis, the Greece-born billionaire who once owned Pabst Brewing Company.
Hmm. Oh. Didn't
it looks like they bought the house next door to the Playboy Mansion in 2009 for $18 million and then, I guess, purchased
the actual mansion for $100 million. Because don't they, am I crazy that they were going to do something with the house, like even have tours or have parties or something there? Or?
I think you mentioned that they were going to do that. But a part of the mansion would be sectioned off so he could still live there.
Oh, that's right. So I don't even know if they've gotten that going yet. Probably not. Well, he's passed now, so they can do whatever the hell they want with it. They're actually talking in here about, you know, the joke where it was like, I just read it for the articles that people, you know, but that in all honesty, they did amazing interviews with all kinds of amazing people. And so there was some truth to the joke that people would pick it up and read, you know, the interview with Martin Luther King or the Beatles, Hunter S. Thompson. They featured fiction by Hunter S. Thompson, Vladimir Nabokov, and Margaret Atwood. She's the one who wrote The Handmaid's Tale. His son Cooper said, "My father lived an exceptional and impactful life as a media and cultural pioneer and a leading voice behind some of the most significant social and cultural movements in our time, advocating free speech, civil rights, and sexual freedom." They list a whole bunch of cameos he did as a, you know, celebrity. He had four kids, married three times: Mildred Williams from 49 to 59, Kimberly Conrad from 89 to 2010, and Crystal Harris from 2012 until his death. She's 31 now. He says,
well, those are pretty long marriages, actually.
They are. Well,
each one, what, 10 years
and
20?
21 years. Kimberly Conrad, the second wife, mm-hmm. she still lived like in a house on the property, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
He says he was a virgin until he was 21. His final resting place will be a crypt that he purchased right next to Marilyn Monroe's at the mm-hmm. Westwood Cemetery in Los Angeles. There you go. Rest in peace, Hugh Hefner. Love him or hate him, he
did you see the things. Did you see the headline of the Daily Mail in terms of Crystal Harris?
No, no.
Hugh Hefner's wife, Crystal Harris, 31, will inherit nothing after signing an ironclad prenup before their wedding. She was never added to his will.
Oh, that's too bad. Too bad for her. She had to do that guy, and she gets nothing. I'm sure.
You really think they did it?
I think she
that's
probably
the new girl?
Had to do stuff.
She's the newest
so
girl?
So hot.
She is.
Yeah.
You know, who knows? I mean, she had him for, or he had her for 5 years. But they were on again, off again for a while before that because they were supposed yeah. to get married. And she left him with saying all kinds of mean things about mm-hmm. him and then still came back and married him. So she had to have gotten something out of it. She may not be inheriting, but I'm sure there's a stipend or perhaps she'll sell all the jewels he gave her
over
there.
Well, he was only worth 50 when he died. And then how many kids? Four kids?
Four kids. Two ex-wives. I don't know if they're both. I don't know if the first wife is still living or anything. But they did just make the $100 million off the sale of the place. So, although maybe they'd mortgage that to the hilt to keep the magazine going. I mean, it's not
could
like
be.
The empire's not what it once was.
No,
they do say that he went deaf from Viagra pills.
What?
You can
really?
Go deaf from Viagra?
Yeah, apparently so.
We better warn Scott.
So I guess what I'm saying is that most likely. Crystal did give it up.
She didn't give it up.
I would say she did.
Oh,
since
I'm sure she had to do stuff. Even at 89, laying there prone in the bed, I'm sure he was like, "Get busy, lady. I just want to watch you doing stuff to me." Mm. Had to be great. I'm sure she loved every minute of it. Totally worth it. Christie Brinkley. She's fat. I don't know how old she is. Oh, there it is, 63. She's got a 19-year-old daughter named Sailor Brinkley Cook.
Mm-hmm.
And she will be featured in the 2018 Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition, making her the first second-generation model in the magazine's history, although technically she's already been in there. Here's the picture from a couple years ago where Christie Brinkley is posing, walking on water next to her two daughters, one with Billy Joel, Alexa Ray Joel, and is that her name, Alexa Ray?
Yes.
And this Sailor Brinkley Cook, who's just adorable.
Sailor got all the looks, huh?
Sailor. Well, I like Alexa Ray. I think she's got kind of a... She's got like Billy Joel's sad eyes.
Big eyes.
Big eyes. I think she's really pretty. But yeah, Sailor's adorable. It's a pretty little thing. Her mom actually surprised her with the news that she's going to be in there.
Here, check out the video.
Oh, and now they're both so thrilled. Terrible acting job on both parts. Christie Brinkley was never an actress, that's for sure. Even in that Uptown Girl video, I'm like, oh my God, could a sexy girl be less sexy?
She was great in Vacation.
Yeah, she was good in Vacation. Come on, Sarah.
In the pool?
Yeah.
In the pool.
Great.
In the Ferrari.
So the bar is low. Okay. Anyway, Christie Brinkley's 19-year-old daughter is going to be featured. Christie herself has done the swimsuit issue 9 times since 1975. Here's an Instagram post that they put up, Vinny. There's mom taking pictures of her daughter. Her daughter's in a little swimsuit.
All right.
It's very exciting. I'm going to try to squeeze a Kardashian roundup in here. There's a few things. On the upcoming Keeping Up with the Kardashians, there's a little preview reel for this. Is most of this in there? Do you want to just roll it? Okay, here we go. So in Caitlyn Jenner's new book, her tell-all that's coming out, this is, I guess, Kim talking about what's in it.
Oh, wait a minute. This is old or there's a new book?
This is the book that's coming out, let's see here, or is out. I guess that Caitlyn gave her an early draft of the book and she read through it and it didn't have some of these reveals in here. So she's finding out about this certain thing that's in the book that she didn't know about.
So this is Caitlyn's second book then since since becoming a woman.
There is a... It does not say the name
like
of it.
I feel like it's the first book, I feel but like because it is this too. Has been recorded earlier in the year, Keeping Up is now
Right, now they're catching up with it.
That's what this show sounds like?
Yes. The whole time. Except when Chloe comes in.
Can you imagine watching that show?
No.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
I would die. Like, I would
It's amazing. Embrace it.
You would die.
I would. I feel myself like losing.
I like the music
weeks.
When they go into like the diary room and it's like ding, 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 ding. I've always had Caitlyn's back and I will cut
I'm
you.
So sure. Okay, Kim.
This is interesting. Kim Kardashian, who was robbed last year in Paris. I'm sure everyone remembers that. I think it's been almost a year. Wasn't it October of last year?
Was it Fashion Week? Paris Fashion Week? Because that's right about coming up in the next week or two.
She's gotten an apology letter from one of the guys who robbed her. I know. She's actually even saying, or I should say the people around her are saying that she says that feels hollow to me, and I'm sure he's just trying to get leniency from the judge. The letter was handwritten in French. It's from Aomar 8 Karachi, the alleged organizer of the heist. The translation goes something like, "After observing your emotion and realizing the psychological damages I inflicted, I decided to write to you, not to obtain from you some sort of indulgence. I want to come to you as a human being to tell you how much I regret my gesture, how much I have been moved and touched to see you in tears. Know that I fully sympathize with the pain you're enduring, your children, your husband, and your close ones. I hope this letter will allow you to forget, little by little, the trauma that you suffered by my fault." So, it's a gesture. Probably self-serving, but there it is. And then, in Robert Kardashian's world, he's suing Blac Chyna for assault. This was an incident last December during which she allegedly punched him in the face and tried to strangle him with an iPhone cord, beat the hell out of their house, and even smashed a holiday season gingerbread house.
Not the gingerbread house.
They actually say that the melee was a huge factor in E! Canceling his show with Chyna, their reality show. So he's not just suing her for the damages that were done to the house, which he was renting from Kylie. It's such a weird story. The damages to the house, and he's saying lost revenue for the show that got canceled. I guess they were getting like
$92,000
for each hour-long episode.
Each of them, right?
It doesn't say that specifically. Yeah, maybe. It says she was making $92,500 for each hour-long episode. So he's suing her for assault, battery, and vandalism. And she broke a door, damaged walls, and a TV, about $100,000 worth of damage to the house. He says he tried to make a break for it in his Bentley, but she threw a chair at his ride and then struck him with a metal rod.
Oh, God.
Sounds like a super fun time at their house.
They're fun.
Oh, my God. So fun. Yes or no?
The right, remix Vinny. Version?
I like it.
Murderous Clowns after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This portion of the program is sponsored by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Halloween time is back at Disney, and you have a chance to win. Actually, you have four chances a day to win at 9, noon, 3, and 5. Be listening to win your way to the Disneyland Resort. We have four two-day tickets to experience both parks. Your first chance coming up at 9. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is doctor-recommended and backed by more medical studies than any other thermometer. The Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Get yours at your local club warehouse or other fine retailers. I was just thinking about Vinny saying, you know, you could take your temperature the old-fashioned way. Or you could get yourself an Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and then you don't have to do that anymore. Thanks for bringing us this part of the show.
We're still going to do yours the old-fashioned
way. No,
we're
not. I'm going the Exogen Temporal Scanner.
Kids are like,
Jesus.
What's the old-fashioned way, huh?
Well, let me just show you, kids.
Ask your grandma.
Excuse me.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website is there for you 24/7. Please click on RadioAlice.com as often as you possibly can. Yeah.
Even
we
if you could just give
it.
Us like 10 clicks a day, it'd be huge.
Please.
Please. It would be great.
Here's what's happening. We'll begin real quick with the NFL. It's on TV tonight. Chicago at Green Bay. 5:30 kickoff time. It's going to be an interesting one. As if our culture didn't have enough controversy and outrage, the NFL has turned up the heat with the protests that have everyone on Facebook screaming on different sides of the protest, as if for some reason you can't just stop watching.
Right. Or just watch it and stay neutral.
Well, listen, if you're mad about it, just stop watching.
Right.
Just don't watch your team.
And if you're not mad about it, like, don't yell at other people on Facebook about it. It just seems like, you know.
Right now, DirecTV is going to be offering refunds for fans who want to cancel their NFL Sunday ticket
package. Is that
package.
So?
Well, sure. People are. As much as we're sort of desensitized to it because it doesn't feel all that real to us, I think I won't speak for you. I think.
No, I feel like I'm actually with them. I want to go link hands too. So you're right. I'm coming down. I would never cancel my subscription on this. I'm not going to give up football over this controversy. I feel like this is the American way. This is what we do. Making it stink without hurting anybody. And don't call people a son of a bitch. You're the president. Some class. My God, I'm going to spray paint you gold.
So anyway.
Back to you, Vin.
DirecTV is going to be offering refunds if you want to get, and that's what you should do.
If you don't want to see it, you should do that.
You should get your money back and stop watching. Absolutely. You have every right to do that, and you should do that.
Right. As Americans, we all have rights.
Right. And that's the way you vote, by taking and then get rid of your gear if that's the next thing. Just get, don't advertise for them. If you're that mad, don't advertise for them.
Right.
So that's one thing. The other is the game tonight. You know, Green Bay is one of the original teams. They're the team that's owned by they're a public team.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're one of the weird, because most of the teams are owned by one person. You know, it's Jerry Jones, Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
Or the Yorks 49ers, you know.
Yeah, so.
So they're a public team. They're owned by the people of Green Bay. I don't know exactly how that works, but they're a big part of the community. And here we are with this controversy. And the team has asked that everyone link arms for the national anthem.
Mm-hmm. In the audience.
In the audience, right. There tonight. As the national anthem plays, they want everyone to link arms, which I'm not sure if they and all will understand that they're now part of the protest if they do that. I think they'll do it because they love their team, and
the team.
Aaron Rodgers said, "Do this," so they'll go okay. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out tonight. If people say,
"Wind up in fist fights,"
I'm not with this, or if they say, "I love my Packers." Give me your arms. Also, a little controversy here was you might notice a face missing from Sports Illustrated cover about the current protests happening in sports. Who's missing there?
One guy.
Colin Kaepernick?
Yeah, the guy who started it all. Is
oh,
not.
There it is right there at the top.
Well, I didn't expect you'd see that. But yes, it's Colin Kaepernick. He's not pictured on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Well, he's not on a team right now. That's so true. I guess maybe they could use that as an excuse why not. Or maybe they're pissed at him for starting the whole thing. Who knows?
I did read one of the reasons he's been so quiet lately is he does want to play.
Yeah.
He wants to get on a team. Mm-hmm. He still hasn't been hired.
There are way worse quarterbacks out there.
Way, well, he can play.
Yeah.
So, I know some people go, no, he wasn't that good last year, or whatever the last time he played. He did take us to a Super Bowl.
Yes.
We did play in a Super Bowl not that long ago. So, anyway, clowns. People hate him.
I don't know. I mean, I don't love clowns. I'm kind of neutral on clowns. I mean, I don't like Pennywise the clown. He seems awful. But in general...
Well, yeah, he wants to kill everything.
Like, I don't love or hate Ronald McDonald, and Bozo was fine. I did like... who was the whistling one? Like, it was on Captain Kangaroo
Clarabelle?
Was it? Clarabelle?
I actually didn't watch Captain Kangaroo, but I'm guessing... that's a clown name I know.
There was like
Clarabelle.
A whistly one who didn't talk, only whistled.
Anybody?
I like that clown. It's all right.
The town clown.
Type in whistling clown.
Or don't.
Or get back to the story, Vinny. Let's not derail.
Back.
Or let me not derail you.
Because I feel like their show is just.
The show has
left
been
the rails from the beginning.
Yeah,
it hasn't gotten back on.
5:41. We were
it happens.
Just off.
You know what? We'll start fresh tomorrow.
Well, hold on. No. The show will be back on the rails with the movie review. 9:15, everyone. Tune in.
Bring it all together.
Hooman will save us, everyone.
Thank God. Thank you, Hooman. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, say yes.
Singing hallelujah.
Back in 1990, a 40-year-old woman named Marlene Warren in Wellington, Florida, answered a knock at her door, and it was a clown in white makeup, an orange wig, a red nose, and balloons that said, "You're the greatest." Then the clown pulled out a gun and shot Marlene in the face.
Oh, my God. What?
That's the worst singing telegram of all time.
That sounds like something out of a comic book. Doesn't sound real.
Marlene died in the hospital 2 days later.
Oh,
of course. Shot her in the face.
You don't even want to survive a shot through the face.
The case went cold mainly because the cops focused on Marlene's husband, Michael, who was innocent. He didn't do it. I wasn't dressed as a clown. I didn't shoot anybody. I don't know what you're talking about.
Did he have an alibi for the whole day?
I guess so. 3 years ago, the police reopened the case, and it led them to a new suspect.
Oh?
The woman who is now married to Michael.
Oh, my God.
She's a 54-year-old woman named Sheila Keene Warren. You know,
that's
Warren.
Crazy.
That's the last name.
Yeah.
This is a movie.
She was 27 at the time of the murder and was probably having an affair with Michael, even though he denied that he was having any affairs back in 1990 to the police when they were trying to figure out who came up to the front door of their home and shot his wife in the face.
What led them back to this lady? Why did they decide all of a sudden that
they reopened the case, and after new interviews with witnesses and new DNA tests, there was enough evidence to indict Sheila, the other woman. And she was just arrested for first-degree murder. Wow.
So she dressed up as a clown.
And shot the guy's wife in the face to clear the path for her to marry him.
This is like Amy Fisher and Mary Jo Buttafuoco.
Right.
Yeah, but this is so twisted.
I know, it's super twisted.
Like, you can poison someone. You can, like, there's so
but
many.
But to shoot someone in cold blood on their doorstep
and to look at them and have them be scared, like you're psychotic if you're doing that.
Well, yes, I think if you murder someone.
And what was the sign?
You
what
are
did the
psychotic.
Sign say that she was holding up?
Have a great day.
You're the greatest.
You're the greatest.
Dude, that is super. Is that the music from It?
It is, yes.
It's creepy.
It is, yes.
It is. God, that book is so good.
Did you finish it yet?
Not yet.
It's so long. It's the longest book of all time.
I'm like not even halfway done with it. I know. It's the fattest book you ever saw.
Were you happy you read it, Vinny?
I was, yeah. I think it's a great book.
It's ponderous.
I like scary stuff. Fiction, scary. some of that stuff is a little too real in the sense, like, of course, it's a murderous clown that's, I don't want to give too much away. But anyway, but there's some real, there's child abuse in there. There's racism in there.
Domestic abuse.
Domestic abuse was the real, that one was really hard as that guy was talking to her about the cigarettes and then just the
horrible.
Systematic, the way he was doing it, systematically breaking her down, and he knew he was doing that. It was making me sick.
You know, there's so much that's horrible in it, and yet also so much that's magical in it. Like, you know, just Stephen King can really make you remember your childhood. Like, he really makes you feel the way a child does. And then when the beauty of it, in my opinion, the book, is that you see these people as children and then again as adults, seeing everything through these totally different lenses. Like, you change so much from a child to an adult, and he just does a great job of showing you those perspectives. I don't care what anybody says, man. Stephen King is my favorite.
He's one of the best writers.
He's so good. And this book, it is long, it's ponderous, and in its own way, it's a collection of short stories because he goes off, you know, it'll be this thick chunk of the book, and it's just telling this whole story to get you to this other, he's so good. Blah, 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 blah. Back to you, Vin. Clouds.
A woman named Mandy Shepherd from Denver went to her car after work on Sunday, and she saw a scratch on her back bumper.
Oh, no.
She also found a little bag on her left side mirror with three things inside.
A little bag and a scratch.
The note said, "Hey, I'm very sorry, truly. I'm such a dumbass. Sorry for the scratch, man."
Oh, is that really what it said?
Also in the bag
such a dumbass?
Was $40 cash.
Oh.
And a half of a doobie.
Oh. So those are the three things, a note, a half, a doobie, and $40.
Mm-hmm.
Does she forgive him?
Mandy says she's going to use the money to buff out the scratch, but she doesn't smoke. She's a runner, so she's not going to have anything to do with the doobie.
Yeah, I guarantee you she already smoked half that doobie.
Oh,
that's why it's
only
right,
half.
That's why it's only half.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's like, "Oh, no, I'm not going to smoke that. I'm a runner." Plus, it made me wicked paranoid.
See whose DNA is on it.
Right. That's nice, though, a little gift. That's so much nicer than just having a scratch on your bumper.
Well, at least that person acknowledged it.
Right.
You know, most people would not.
And they said they're sorry, called themselves a dumbass.
It makes you hate the world when you come out to your car and someone's dinged you or done something to you, and you're just like, "I'm still making payments on this piece of crap, and now it's even worse than it was." Man. It stinks.
Yeah, it does. The hardest one is the first ding. Once you get that first ding on there.
That makes me think of the time I hit and ran a guy, and then my dad made me go back. And he was like,
when you were 16?
I was a boy. I was reaching for a tape and hit, and I was reaching for this tape because I wanted to listen to it before I went home, and it pulled the car over and I hit a parked car. And my instinct was to throw it in reverse and get the hell out of there, which is pathetic and such a flaw in my character. I mean, what a loser,
you're
right?
You're a kid.
But anyway,
you learned.
The next day, the next morning, my dad sees my car's got something wrong with it and drags me out, makes me tell him what happened, drags me to the people's house, makes me go to the door and knock. "Get your ass up there and tell them what you did." And I was just like, "Oh, this is the worst day in the world."
Did you do it?
Well, yeah. There wasn't an option with my dad.
Sure.
There was no, like, "I'm going to run for it." It was, "You got to do this." So,
who answered the door?
No one. Thank God.
I just want to say, that's great parenting.
Thank God no one answered.
No wonder Vinny turned out so well.
So I had to leave a note and let them know that I'd done this and that we were going to make good on it. And I was so sorry for, you know, being such an awful person that I left.
Oh.
And
did you leave my half a doobie and $40?
I didn't leave a half a doobie or $40, but I did fully repair their car at great expense to myself.
Well,
there weren't options. It was,
no,
absolutely.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
It's good. Your dad made you take responsibility. And actually, you know, it feels good to just say, "Yes, it was me." I am sorry.
Oh,
I will.
Dude,
I will make
standing
it right.
on their porch and going.
Please don't come to the door. Please don't come to the door.
I mean, that alone, just not even having them answer, that alone, I think I just peed my pants.
And there's your dad. You're between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah, there's nowhere to run. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 408 says, Vinny, how do they know what the clown said when the woman opened the door?
It was written down on a sign.
Yeah, it's on a sign.
She lived for 2 days.
Yeah, she did.
So she must have been able to tell them. Because otherwise, how would they know, right?
Yeah.
Although, how you talk with a face full of buckshot, I do not know.
Maybe she wrote it down.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Good thinking.
925 says, my 14-year-old wants to see the movie. Is it okay for a freshman in high school to see the movie It?
Say yes. No.
What? It's fine.
Is it?
There's a lot of swearing.
All right.
What about the clown killing everyone?
Yeah,
what about
that it's part? Pretty gory. I mean, I found it to be
that bad.
Yeah, I found it to be no worse than anything else I see on regular TV. If you watch The Walking Dead, you can watch It. Wasn't that bad. Right. I did like the movie, but I just thought it fell far short of what I had hoped it would be. Mm.
408 says, I loved Yuzi's birthday surprise. Radio Gold.
Oh, yeah.
I recorded it on the TuneIn radio app.
What do you mean you recorded it?
You can record it on that?
I guess.
Yeah, it was super awkward.
Yes, it was.
But in the end, it all worked out. And she's happy, and she's going to Vegas for her 50th to see Elton John.
Yeah.
It's going to be what an epic birthday. We should all take those days off and go with you.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Now that's a party.
If there's any doubt that Yuzette is the wrong bleeping Mexican, that's been erased. We love you all so much, Yuzette.
Thank you. Thank you. Love you guys.
You're the
Watch
right bleeping Mexican.
Later.
Happy bleeping birthday, Yuzette. You're my favorite, says 510.
For the record, my birthday isn't until next month.
Right.
These guys surprised me with Elton John tickets.
Because she had to get the accommodations made.
Yeah.
I can feel Yuzi's chill from Hayward, says 510.
It's my fault. I should not have tortured you first. I just thought, you know, won't it be even a better surprise if you think we're going to do something wrong and then we do something right.
I think the best.
That was wrong.
You
that
can't
was
mess
my
with
bad.
A couple things with me, and one right. of them is my job.
Yeah.
And well,
meetings, Michael Martin, the job.
I don't play with that.
The best part was after we give her gift, she goes, I feel sick.
I know.
I felt sick.
Well, that was not my intention.
Ha
ha. It's
funny.
Ha 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 ha.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Scott Capurro.
Oh.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.